This is Unit 10 of Pimsleur's Speak and Read Essential Dutch. In this unit, you will learn how to make purchases and to settle a bill. First, you go to a newspaper stand to buy an English language newspaper.
Luisteren.
Dag meneer, wat kan ik voor u doen?
Heeft u een krant in het Engels?
Ja, hier is de Herald Tribune. We hebben ook de Washington Post.
Heel goed, ik neem de Herald Tribune. En hoeveel kost dit tijdschrift?
3,50 gulden, meneer.
Goed. Hoeveel is alles bij elkaar?
5 gulden.
Hier, dank u.
Do you remember how to ask, what can I do for you?
Wat kan ik voor u doen?
Here's how you say, the newspaper.
Luisteren en herhalen. De krant. De krant.
How do you say, the newspaper?
De krant. De krant.
Here's how to say, this newspaper.
Luisteren en herhalen. Deze krant. Deze krant.
Which word means this?
Deze. Deze.
Say again, this newspaper.
Deze krant. Deze krant.
How do you say a newspaper in English?
Een krant in het Engels.
Now ask, do you have a newspaper in English?
Heeft u een krant in het Engels?
Both the Netherlands and Belgium are very internationally oriented. You thus will find English language newspapers and magazines sold in most larger bookstores and at many of the railway stations. How did the sales clerk say, here is the Herald Tribune?
Here is the Herald Tribune.
How did she say, we also have the Washington Post?
We hebben ook de Washington Post.
Here's how to ask. How much?
Luisteren en herhalen. Hoeveel? Hoeveel?
Ask, how much?
Hoeveel? Hoeveel?
You want to ask, how much does this newspaper cost? Here's the word for does cost or costs.
Luisteren en herhalen. Kost. Kost.
Now ask, how much does this newspaper cost?
Hoeveel kost deze krant? Hoeveel kost deze krant?
1 gulden 50, sir.
Luisteren.
1,50 gulden, meneer.
Here's the Dutch word for guilders.
Luisteren en herhalen.
Gulden. Gulden.
Say 1 gulden.
1 gulden. 1 gulden.
Here's the word for 50.
Luisteren en herhalen.
50. 50.
How do you say 50?
50. 50.
Here's cents.
Luisteren en herhalen.
Cent. Cent.
Say 50 cents.
50 cent. 50 cent.
Now say 1 gulden 50.
1 gulden 50. 1 gulden 50.
How would you ask? Do you have 50 cents?
Heeft u 50 cent? Hebt u 50 cent?
You decide to take the Herald Tribune and a magazine. Here's how to say, I'll take.
Luisteren en herhalen. Ik neem. Ik neem.
You are saying, I take. How do you say, I'll take this newspaper?
Ik neem deze krant. Ik neem deze krant.
And this magazine. Here's how to say magazine. Repeat, starting with the last part.
Schrift. Schrift. Tijd. Tijd. Tijdschrift. Tijdschrift.
Say, and this magazine.
En dit tijdschrift. En dit tijdschrift.
Ask, how much does this magazine cost?
Hoeveel kost dit tijdschrift? Hoeveel kost dit tijdschrift?
Say again, I'll take this newspaper.
Ik neem deze krant. Ik neem deze krant.
And this magazine.
En dit tijdschrift. En dit tijdschrift.
Here's how to ask, how much is that all together?
Luisteren. Hoeveel is dat bij elkaar?
All together. Repeat, starting with the last part.
Kaar. Kaar. Elkaar. Elkaar. Bij elkaar. Bij elkaar.
How do you say all together?
Bij elkaar. Bij elkaar.
How much is that all together?
Hoeveel is dat bij elkaar? Hoeveel is dat bij elkaar?
What is the word for 50?
50. 50.
How would you say altogether 5 guilders 50?
Bij elkaar 5 gulden 50. Bij elkaar 5 gulden 50.
Now, let's practice more numbers. Say 6.
6. 6.
Generalizing from the word 50, say 60.
60. 60.
Say 7.
7. 7.
How do you say 1 guilder 70?
1 gulden 70. 1 gulden 70.
How do you say 9?
9. 9.
Say 90.
90. 90.
Say 60 guilders 90.
60 gulden 90. 60 gulden 90.
What was the word for 8?
8. 8.
The next numbers, 80, 40, 30, and 20, are not as regular. Here's 80.
Luisteren en herhalen. 80. 80.
Note the T sound at the beginning of the word. Now you say 80.
80. 80.
Say 4.
4. 4.
Here is 40.
Luisteren en herhalen.
40. 4. 40.
Now you say 40.
40. 40.
Say 4 guilders 40.
4 gulden 40. 4 gulden 40.
Say 2.
Twee. Twee.
Now, 20.
Luisteren en herhalen. 20. Twin. 20.
Say 20.
20. 20.
20, 40, 60.
20, 40, 60. 20, 40, 60.
How do you say 3?
3. 3.
Here is 30.
Luister en herhalen. 30. Der. Tig. 30.
Say 30.
30. 30.
30, 50, 70.
30, 50, 70. 30, 50, 70.
80, 90.
80, 90. 80, 90.
100.
Luisteren en herhalen.
100. 100.
Now you say 100.
100. 100.
Now suppose you're in a restaurant and you're ready to pay. This is what you would say.
Luisteren. Mevrouw, ik wil graag afrekenen.
Here's the word that means to pay the bill. Repeat, starting with the ending.
Kunnen. Rekenen. Afrekenen. Afrekenen.
Here's the phrase, I want to.
Luisteren. Ik wil. Ik wil.
Now you say, I want to.
Ik wil. Ik wil.
Add the word
graag
for politeness.
Ik wil graag. Ik wil graag.
Say, I want to please pay the bill. Use
graag
for please.
Ik wil graag afrekenen. Ik wil graag afrekenen.
Tell the waitress again that you want to pay the bill.
Ik wil graag afrekenen. Ik wil graag afrekenen.
Ask, how much is it?
Hoeveel is het? Hoeveel is het?
All together.
Bij elkaar. Bij elkaar.
How much is it altogether?
Hoeveel is het bij elkaar? Hoeveel is het bij elkaar?
She says, 8 guilders 60.
8 gulden 60. 8 gulden 60.
The service is always included in the final sum that the waiter or waitress tells you. But it is customary to leave a small tip. Let's practice some more. Say, 11 guilders 40.
11 gulden 40. 11 gulden 40.
And how do you say, 12 guilders?
12 gulden. 12 gulden.
13 guilders 80.
13 gulden 80. 13 gulden 80.
Say 14 guilders 40.
14,40 gulden. 14,40 gulden.
Now, suppose you've just finished your meal in the restaurant and want to pay. Call the waitress to your table.
Pardon. Mevrouw.
Say you'd like to pay.
Ik wil graag afrekenen.
Suppose you want to verify some prices. Ask, how much does the beer cost?
Hoeveel kost het bier?
Answer for her, 3 guilders 20.
3 gulden 20.
Ask, how much does the daily special cost?
Hoeveel kost de dagschotel?
13 guilders 50.
13 gulden 50.
How much is that altogether?
Hoeveel is dat bij elkaar?
She adds the service charge and says, 19 guilders 10.
19 gulden 10.
You hand her 2 10-gulder bills. How would she say 20?
20.
She gives you 90 cents change. How does she say, and 90 cents?
En 90 cent.
Now thank her.
Dank u.
Say goodbye.
Tot ziens.
Say goodbye for her.
Dag.
You now want to make some more purchases. You go to a grocery store to buy a bottle of wine. Here's a bottle.
Luisteren en herhalen. Een fles. Fles. Een fles.
Try to say a bottle of wine.
Een fles wijn. Een fles wijn.
How do you say this bottle of wine?
Deze fles wijn. Deze fles wijn.
Ask, how much does this bottle of wine cost?
Hoeveel kost deze fles wijn? Hoeveel kost deze fles wijn?
The salesperson answers, this bottle costs.
Deze fles kost. Deze fles kost.
12 guilders 80.
12 gulden 80. 12 gulden 80.
Ask, and this bottle of white wine?
En deze fles witte wijn? En deze fles witte wijn?
11 guilders.
11 gulden. 11 gulden.
Say, fine.
Goed.
How much is it altogether?
Hoeveel is dat bij elkaar?
Now, let's practice these numbers some more. Say, 12 and 3.
12 and 3.
That is 15.
Dat is 15.
13 and 4.
13 and 4.
That is 17.
Dat is 17.
Say 10 and 5.
10 en 5.
That is 15.
Dat is 15.
15 and 4.
15 en 4.
That is 19.
Dat is 19.
Now say, I want to pay, please. Use
graag
for please.
Ik wil graag afrekenen.
Say 18 guilders, please.
18 gulden, alstublieft.
And 2 guilders.
En 2 gulden.
That's 20 guilders altogether.
Dat is 20 gulden bij elkaar.
Say thank you.
Dank u.
How does she say, you're welcome?
Alsjeblieft.
And how would she say, gladly done?
Graag gedaan.
Now suppose you have dinner in a restaurant. It is evening. Greet the hostess.
Goedenavond.
You have a reservation. Tell her your name is Daniels.
Mijn naam is Daniels. Ik heet Daniels.
She then says something you don't understand. Say, excuse me?
Pardon?
Say that you don't understand her.
Ik begrijp u niet.
How would you ask her to speak more slowly?
Zou u langzamer kunnen spreken?
She repeats what she said, but more slowly. You still don't understand her. Ask her if she speaks English.
Spreekt u Engels?
Answer for her, only a little bit.
Maar een klein beetje.
She takes you to your table and your waitress comes. How would she ask you if you would like to drink something?
Wilt u iets drinken?
Tell her you'd like a beer.
Een biertje graag. Een pilsje graag.
Say for her, it's coming right away.
Het komt eraan.
How would she ask you if you'd like to see the menu now?
Wilt u nu de menukaart zien?
Say, yes, gladly.
Ja, graag.
She brings you your beer and the menu. There are various ways you could order. If the items are numbered, you could order that way. Say, one order of number 3, please.
Eenmaal nummer 3, alstublieft.
Or you could point to the item on the menu and say, this, please. Use
graag
for please.
Dit graag.
How would you order the special of the day?
De dagschotel graag.
And how would you order the steak?
De biefstuk graag.
You'd like a glass of red wine with the meal. How would you order it?
Een glaasje rode wijn graag.
And how would you order a glass of white wine?
Een glaasje witte wijn graag.
Should you prefer something non-alcoholic, you could order a bottle of mineral water. How would you say this?
Een fles mineraalwater graag.
Say, with ice.
Met ijsblokjes.
And how would you ask for some apple juice?
Appelsap graag.
You finish your meal. Now order a cup of coffee with milk and sugar.
Een kopje koffie met melk en suiker graag.
And how would you order another cup of coffee?
Nog een kopje koffie graag.
Now, tell the waitress that you want to pay.
Ik wil graag afrekenen.
Ask her how much it is altogether.
Hoeveel is alles bij elkaar?
You give her the money. Say, thank you.
Dank u.
Say, goodbye.
Tot ziens.
Say, goodbye for her.
Dag.
Now, open your reading booklet to the page for Unit 10. In this lesson, you'll be reading dates. Read number 1.
Nummer 1.
De 3e januari.
Nummer 2.
De 10e maart.
3.
De 1e september.
4.
De 8e december.
5.
De 13e februari.
6.
De 17e oktober.
7.
De 30e april.
8.
De 5e mei.
9.
De 15e augustus.
10.
De 21e juli.
11.
De 11e november.
12.
De 6e juni.
Numbers 13 through 20 are common signs that you will encounter on your visit to the Netherlands and Belgium. Number 13 means entrance. Read 13.
Ingang.
Read 14, which means exit.
Uitgang.
You'll see numbers 15 and 16 on doors. Read 15, which means push.
Duwen.
Number 16 means pull. Read 16.
Trekken.
Read number 17, which means closed.
Gesloten.
Number 18 means no smoking. Read 18.
Niet roken.
19 means danger. It literally says danger of death. Read 19.
Levensgevaar.
20 means admission free. Read 20.
Vrije toegang.
This is the end of Unit 10 and of Read and Speak Essential Compact Dutch. If you have been able to answer correctly approximately 80% of the questions you've been asked to respond to in this program, you should know that you have gained some very important spoken communication skills. Your use of these skills will be confirmed to your satisfaction only when you are in a Dutch-speaking environment. At that point, you'll realize that you're able to communicate with success relative to the 10 lesson units you have done. At the same time, you will also realize that you still have a considerable way to go to feel that you can handle more sophisticated language usage, that survival is fine, but that additional information and communication skills would also be desirable. If you want to continue learning additional and more advanced communication skills, we suggest that you spend at least a half hour every day conversing with Dutch speakers. It is sometimes a good arrangement to work out an exchange program. Find a Dutch speaker who wants to practice English and dedicate the time on a regular basis. 1/2 hour of Dutch and 1/2 hour of English.
Tot ziens.
To continue to learn your new language, please contact us at the address on the package. This has been a Simon & Schuster audio presentation.